I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The most notorious terrorists in the group right now is the group known as ISIS, or is it ISIL, or Daesh. We asked Cornerstone University's Dr. Martin Spence, who teaches world history, to find out what's in a name. ISIS and ISIL are geographical terms, and they indicate how much land is involved. And the name Daesh?
It's a transliteration of the Arabic rendering of the term ISIS, basically. But ISIS abandoned the use of the name because in Arabic it can sound something like one who tramples on people.
Whether it's Daesh, ISIS, or ISIL, why is it our responsibility to pray for them?
There's no different gospel. The gospel is always that Jesus Christ has died to pay the penalty and release us from the power of sin, that he's risen to give us new life and resurrection hope, and that he's coming again to make all things right.
We fleshed out this story at missionnews.org. On another note, Croatia's usually in the news these days because of the refugee crisis. Today, we're talking with Life International's Kurt Dillinger about a different movement underway within its borders. It began last year with a woman named Anna.
God put on her heart to create a life-giving ministry in the country of Croatia.
With prayer support, training, and resources from Life International's Eastern European office, she was able to start a pregnancy crisis center this year. Around the world, Life International is ready to help women in crisis find hope and healing through Christ in 2016. Will you join their efforts? We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
We just celebrated with her at the beginning of this ministry, starting to bring life into this nation that right now is overburdened with so many needs.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.